Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, active listeners everywhere, be at attention, please. This is the DJV show continuing with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria off for the rest of the week, rebounding as we are. Radio is rebounding. I think audio is rebounding because of the virus. More and more people were home and they started going back to the radio. Have a round of applause for all those people. Why am I the only one clapping? Come on,
yay,
ladies.
Yay!
All right. Well, a lot of valuable. It's easy to listen to programs like ours anyway, although the experts say there aren't any other programs like this.
We do it every day.
Yes, we do. Yeah. All right. So the COVID situation, I've managed to get the reputation of making this program the place to go to find info on COVID. And I wonder, Jay, I wondered about that, because one of the reasons you came on board was to increase our visibility when it came to certain stories. So if somebody were to Google COVID or COVID on the radio, would they find our discussions? How does that, I never understood how that worked. When you Google, you're trying to find, you know, a lot of people desire to be found. And if you use keywords, then you can, you know, it's better for people, it's easier for people to find you. So how do we do that? Just as a matter of course.
If you were to Google COVID on the radio, because the thing is, it's more what you're Googling, it'll pull up articles. And because we more so talk about COVID on air rather than posting our own articles on the DJVshow.com website, it doesn't really pop up. It's more like NPR.org articles, RadioInc.com. So maybe we should turn a bunch of this on-air stuff into actual articles.
Aha!
Yeah, okay, people know where to come on air, but if they want to get something online, we want to get in on that.
All right, Jay's going to be in charge, Jennifer, of writing articles.
Poor Jay.
About COVID. We'll get a big
girl
chunk
a
of
break.
Listeners.
Come on.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the word today from some is that we could see another surge, even as people are getting their shots, as states relax their restrictions, as Americans plan travel for spring break. I tried to make a reservation to go to L.A., and I didn't pay attention to the week because I wanted to go. The kids wanted me to come out the third weekend of April, so I pleasantly looked around, and the prices were in the stratosphere. And then I thought, oh, yeah, it's spring break. So I went to the next week, and it was one-third what they were for spring break. So apparently somebody's going somewhere, and warmer weather is coming. Spring is, what, the first day of spring is Sunday. First full day is
Saturday,
next Monday, the 22nd.
Is it Saturday?
No, I don't know. It's the weekend, anyway. And I'm noticing temperatures are really warming up here. I don't know, down in Nashville. How are things, Jay, temperature-wise?
Yeah, temperatures are definitely warming up, but we have severe weather threat today. There's supposed to be three lines of storms coming in that could cause, potential straight-line winds, tornadoes. There's a first line coming in this morning, again later this afternoon, early evening, and then we have one expected tonight. That's supposed to be the biggest one.
Yeah, right. Well, be careful about that. We have actually quite pleasant weather up into the 60s here in New England. Starting this weekend, rain bringing it in, but it's good because we need rain to get the growing season started. As a matter of fact, some of my friends, the farmers, are already plowing because not much frost in the ground. We had a horrible February, but the ground has thawed out pretty much in the beginning of March. Anyway, so the idea of traveling, people are getting comfortable with that. We were talking about having these vaccine passports. And whether we think that's a good idea or not, I'm not sure that it is. Apparently, people, because there are so many fake cards around, the authorities are saying that's not enough. You can easily get a card, and I know that you can because you can see them, the places online to get them. So what then do you do? And even if you have a fake card.
There was talk around here, you know, with the real IDs that have the chip in them.
Yeah.
They were floating around the idea of marking it on the chip of your real ID. I don't know. It feels so against anti-privacy. I mean, it's anti-privacy, isn't it, when you think
dangerous.
About that?
Dangerous. Yeah. Danger. Yeah. The focus on children and how they might fare if it was decided they needed to get shots. I don't know of any children who've gotten a shot. Do you? Anybody know any child who's gotten a shot, or even parents?
For kids under 18.
Right. It isn't. So, but that's
they're
because
they're doing some testing, though. That's what I think it was Pfizer. It was either Pfizer or Moderna doing. Maybe Moderna doing one of the two shots is doing an investigation on whether or not younger kids should have it. And I'm sure they'll probably come up with the idea that yeah, they should. Because
well, the drug companies would be happy to come up with something like that. So, what do we do when you're looking at it? Certainly, the priority has been for older folks and getting a pretty good dose of it. But I think you're right. The drug companies are not our friends, even though it's good that they were able to develop these vaccines. A lot of unique effort around the world. A lot of people in the annals of medicine have not seen anything like this before. But the greed, the sinister part of me thinks that greed is going to somehow or other.
I was wondering if you got if you had heard any more about this, and I haven't, but I saw the headline on CNN a couple days ago, and I think I shared it with you guys here, that said that they don't know how long the vaccines are going to be good for once they're in
your
body.
Oh no, we were talking about that. You're going to have to get a booster
CNN
next year.
CNN said their headline was like, are they going to be effective after 3 months? And then I was thinking, well, what kind of mess is this if people are going to have to go back and get a booster in as little time as 3 months?
Good for the drug companies.
But they're already going to have to start getting back in line for that. It's like you get the first one, the second one, then you need a booster. So I was just curious if people knew anything.
Chinese government, man, they got it all figured out. Oof. So now the question comes, I said to my son yesterday, I'm going to be able to hug you when I come see you next month. And he said, yeah, I guess that's true. Because, you know, shots, you'd be protected, yada, yada, yada. So I wonder about hugs, the return of physical contact. I know that there have been a lot of people in America that were lonely. They've endured the coronavirus situation as a distance, practicing safe distancing. So is this something we ought to be thinking about to bring us back to some form of normalcy? I think President Biden said that by the 1st of May, we'll be able to hug. So is that important to you? It certainly is to me, to be able to hug people.
I'll be honest, I haven't stopped hugging. I've stopped hugging strangers, but I haven't stopped hugging my family.
I haven't stopped hugging people close to me, but I was always a hugger, and I got to the point where I didn't want to hug people anymore, but I felt obligated to because I always did before, and I've really been loving this, like, not having to hug anybody, and I'm going to kind of run with it.
Jay, I'm worried about you. Jay, like,
I love it.
Yesterday, she's like, I like the mask. I don't want anybody to see me.
I've really thrived in 2020.
Your birthday's coming. I'm going to get you a bubble.
I want to hug my grandson. I want to hug my daughter. I want to hug my son. I want to hug my sister. I want to be able to. I'm a hugger. I like hugging. And so if you're fully vaccinated, we don't have to wear a hazmat suit anymore to hug. I've not hugged my children for a year. I haven't touched them. I haven't been within 6 feet of them. Maybe a little closer than that with Miles, but anyway. But putting aside the physical act of hugging and what it means if you haven't had the shot or with the stuff that is very transmissible, there is so much evidence that hugging is so beneficial to your psyche. There's an outfit called the Touch Research Institute at the University of Miami. And they've been studying the physical benefits of people and getting hugged, the emotional benefits, the mental health benefits of putting your arms around somebody and giving them a big hug. I just find it, I think there's something, it breaks down lots of barriers, as far as I can see. And so it's something we ought to try to get back to, if you want to. I like it. If you don't like it, then you shouldn't be hugging in the first place. Don't get forced into it. There's nothing worse than an awkward hug, right? I mean, think about it for a second. Somebody comes up to you and, you know, wants to hug you. If you don't know them, why would you hug somebody? I wouldn't hug anybody I didn't know. But I'm talking about people that you care about, people that you love, people that you want to be around. There's energy transferred when you hug somebody, and it's usually the positive power of touch. And we've lost a lot of that in the past year. I think we need to work on getting it back again, frankly.
A good Governor, hug is really fantastic.
You did what?
A good hug is really fantastic.
Yeah. So when your folks come, your mother and father come down to see you and Mac, do they hug you when they get walk through the door?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. We hug them.
They have all through this past year.
Mm-hmm. Every time we've seen each other, And my nieces, my sister, I've hugged them.
Yeah. All right. And Jennifer, she said she's a big hugger. She's always been a big hugger. Yeah.
Sorry.
Every time I say big hug. All right. Okay. We have family hugs. Mike and Jennifer and me when we go to breakfast.
Yep. Group hugs.
Group hugs. Texas Governor Greg Abbott about to open his state from many restrictions. Opponents believe it'll take a long time for people to become conditioned to not wearing masks and other safety precautions, and that's part of the focus on our most recent DJV download. We were talking with Dr. Jack about how the CDC in its latest report, way down on the end of the report, says most masks are useless. You didn't see that in the headline on the New York Times front page, did you, or anywhere else? You heard us talking about it. We also have a conversation, Jennifer, in the most recent EJV download, talking about Russia and China plans for their own versions of the Space Force, not something to be excited about. And then we talk about taxes and my idea about tax breaks to companies that bring their manufacturing back to America. Hello, let's wake up to that. My conversation about Warren Buffett's newly earned wealth because of his investments in Tesla. So you get the story. A lot of the bits and pieces of our conversations on a daily basis, you can review them by listening to our download. It's at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No cancel culture here. Everything is on the table and available for discussion. This is the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. That's the other end of the hour. It's trending time. Jennifer and Jay and Doug, I think that spring training should be in this. I'm not the one who decides what's trending, but if I were to make a list of things that I think ought to be in the list, Jay, or on the list, I think that I would be interested in knowing more about spring training and going on, who's playing with whom.
Some good stuff about spring training.
Yeah. I was just going through looking through Twitter just to see what was going on, because Jay was saying it's a weird day, like just weird words are trending, and you're totally right about that. But I miss every year my family and I, for the last 5 years, I've taken my dad to spring training. That's his Christmas gift. We go hang out. It's become like our thing. And I'm missing it this year. We didn't do the tickets because we didn't know if the stadiums would be open. They are, but at limited capacity. And so I was checking out the Dodgers, and Cody Bellinger's got a new stance this year compared to last year. Clayton Kershaw's looking good. He's been pitching. Corey Seager has been hitting home runs. So I'm ready for a repeat of the Dodgers World Series win in October, because we didn't get to go to the stadium to celebrate, so it's only for them to do it again.
I used to like the Dodgers. When I was on KBC for those years in the 1990s, I would go down, and I had a double whammy, because Dodger Town was in Vero Beach. Mm-hmm. And I still do, WTTV, one of our great affiliates. I was on WTTV then, and I'm on WTTV now with you. And we would go over, I think I spent a week there, or close to it.
That's one thing I regret, not going to Dodger Town.
It was fabulous, Jennifer, it really was. And to go sit in the booth and watch them call the games. I actually did the program from the Dodgers play-by-play, say it again, Doug. There it is. The play-by-play booth. When
How
I was there,
the
I went
did
over.
You not embarrass yourself?
What, about baseball?
Did you do play-by-play of the games?
No, well,
I was your show from there.
I did my show from there in the morning, and then I'd go
really
over in the afternoon. Yeah, well, it was nice to meet Vin Scully, and there's another guy who had been a former player who was doing the play-by-play, too. I can't remember his tall guy. I can't remember his name. But he was very warm.
Rick Monday?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. So anyway, it's good. Great experience. Everybody should have it if you can. All right, I see also working over the trending travels here, the fellow who inspired the book Amityville Horror has died in prison at the age of 69. Why would anybody think that? Well, that was interesting, I guess, Jay.
The Amityville Horror, I mean, this murder inspired franchises. I mean, you had the original films back in the late 70s, early 80s,
yeah.
The reboot with Ryan Reynolds in 2005. I mean, this was huge back in 1974 when the killings actually happened and has continued since. I mean, Ronald DeFeo Jr., he killed his parents, his four siblings, so it was like six of his family members, and then he pled innocent by way of insanity, stating he had heard voices telling him to kill his family. I mean, this whole situation spurred franchises.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
The cause of death is unknown, but the Albany County coroner is going to determine it.
All right. So in terms of the movie Jaws, was that the name of the village was Amityville, wasn't it?
I thought that too, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. However, whether that was a clever Steven Spielberg bit or not. Now, there's the story of this Kentucky woman's tattoo that people are talking about. Tell us, share that story with us, will you?
This woman got a tattoo about not wearing a mask, but this was done a year and a half ago. So before the COVID stuff, it was mainly about her not wanting to be silent. She wanted to speak her truth. But then, you know, 2020 and the whole debate on masks happened. This tattoo did not age well. And users on @DJB Show, socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram have been weighing in on tattoos that they don't really care for.
Right. They wish they could get rid of them. Right.
Yeah. One user did a name cover up for a hibiscus flower, but it says it just looks like an artichoke.
There you go. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, almost every single day coming into my office or when I'm broadcasting the Pet Show, people are asking me about separation anxiety. What is it? Separation anxiety is, in fact, the inability to cope when loved ones leave and most often occurs when the dog or cat realizes it's alone. Since the pet's frantic search for its human companions often results in some damage, guardians almost inevitably attribute the effects of separation anxiety to spite. But I assure you that they really don't stay up late at night thinking of ways to get even with you. Although most trouble a pet gets into occurs when left alone, it usually has a lot more to do with boredom, loneliness, and in many cases, separation anxiety. And it's partially your fault. You know, when in doubt, blame mom and dad. When you're home, you feel guilty because you have a latchkey pet, so you spend all the time home with the dog, and then you leave, the dog freaks out. Even when you're home, go into another room, give the dog some private time away from you, whether you're out of the house or not. It will make all the difference. I'll more next time.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian Foreign Ministry did not give specific reasons for the recall of their ambassador to the United States on Wednesday, but stressed that Moscow's relations with the United States are at a difficult state and accused Washington of bringing them to a dead end. Without any evidence, the U.S. intelligence community released a report saying Putin influenced the 2020 election. President Biden said Putin will pay a price and called Vladimir a killer on mainstream media. Severe weather ripped through Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama Wednesday, leaving tens of thousands of residents without power, and a major severe weather outbreak is expected to remain a risk over the next couple of days. The woman whose coughing attack on a San Francisco Uber driver went viral this week was charged Wednesday with multiple felonies for the crime. Arnett Kimier, who refused to wear a mask while inside the vehicle, faces up to 16 years in prison and $3,000 in fines. We are USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Seattle Mariners Kyle Lewis, the American League Rookie of the Year, tells MLB.com on Wednesday how he adjusted during the pandemic-shortened season.
Well, you know, I got a lot of information. You know, last year got a lot of information in the limited games we were able to play. So those are things that I definitely am excited about, the opportunity to learn about and, you know, grow on. You know, there's so many things that, you know, I was able to recognize the way they were attacking me, you know, different mental things, different mindsets, and I put myself in throughout the year. So those are all things I went into the offseason just trying to shore up those things.
Kyle gives some clues as how he will improve in 2021 with the full slate of games this year.
Man, you know what? I just ask a lot of questions. Lean on some of the veteran guys we have around here and keep a journal when I can, when necessary. And then, you know, just I know that's going to be a new challenge for me, you know, playing a full season, my first time playing a full 162. So that's going to be another challenge in itself, and I just try to embrace it head on, ask as many questions as possible, and, you know, keep a journal when, you know, when necessary. But I think overall it's just about being in the experience and letting it be what it's going to be, you know, because I think over time I'll continue to get more information, you know, be able to shore up everything and let it work itself out.
The boys of summer start the official 2021 Major League Baseball season on April 1st. NASCAR gets boogity this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Everything culminates Sunday with the Quick Trip 500, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. We have our advanced self-help mode in gear at the moment with Doug, Jen, and Jay. I haven't gotten comfortable with Doug, Jay squared, and V yet. Probably won't. I don't know. Maybe I won't do that. What do you think, ladies? Take a vote. Yes or no?
I think whatever is
Jay squared. Really? Thank you. I'll go down the hall.
DJ.
Yeah. DJ VJ. Ooh.
There you go.
I like that. The DJ
VJ. But we're not changing
VJ's
the social media handles. It's DJVshow.com.
No. Yeah, exactly. Right. Way too much work for that. And I may need a little therapy anyway, going through some of this stuff. Okay, names in the news. Joe Biden, in an interview talking about Andrew Cuomo, saying that he should resign if the investigation confirms allegations of harassment against him. George Stephanopoulos wants to know, I think they were friends, weren't they, Stephanopoulos and Cuomo? Seems to me there was a friendship there that I knew about.
Stephanopoulos is friends with all those people. He was the Clinton guy.
Yeah.
Cuomo worked for the Clinton administration. Biden...
Yeah.
knows him. That's why I think Biden sat down with him, because he probably trusted him more than anybody else.
Yeah.
But it was on Good Morning America. I just think this is a cop-out answer from Biden, because, of course, if the investigation reveals that he was abusive towards women, he should resign. Who in the world would say, you know what? I don't care if
he's a
predator.
Politician,
stick around.
Jennifer. He's a politician. Okay, next up, speaking of politicians, Gavin Newsom, his name shows up again. He was on the VU.
On the what?
He was on the VU. The VU.
Speaking of the person who wants Andrew Cuomo to stick around no matter what, Joy Behar has been trending. She said she doesn't care if Andrew Cuomo has any of this stuff because there might be a Republican elected if he...
Ooh, no!
I know.
No.
Yeah, the whole thing about, like, the parties, it's like, come on. Just, like, just get good people who can do the job.
Well, and the thing is I always, I know we all are hypocritical, myself included, but I try to be as consistent as I can when it comes to these kinds of things. With sexual allegations, let the investigation play out, give yourself a chance to defend, you know, have the person defend himself, due process, great. But the thing with Andrew Cuomo is that he has that scandal going on. He now has another scandal where he used his vaccine czar to, instead of doling out vaccines, to call around pledging loyalty to Andrew Cuomo. And those people in the counties that pledged loyalty apparently got a little more dipping in the vaccine department. And he has a nursing home scandal. So the question is how many scandals can you handle while still running the state and doing your job? So I don't necessarily want to force anybody into resigning if they think they shouldn't. But can you honestly look in the mirror and say, if I have three or four different scandals and one of them might be criminal, maybe two of them might be criminal? I mean, it's human nature. You want to defend yourself. How can you do all of those things? It's a lot.
Sure is. So anyway, Newsom is on The View saying that he's been spooked by the recall.
I swear he's been sleeping for the last 6 months, and he just woke up this week and was like, uh-oh, I'm getting recalled. Like, the recall effort, they could collect signatures through St. Patrick's Day, and now there's a month-long period where people who signed the petition could resend.
Listen to this. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah. Listen to this, though. He's blaming the people trying to get rid of him. He says it's the right-wing militias, the Proud Boys, the 3%ers.
He's so full of it.
He is so full of
this
crap.
This was a grassroots movement, and it's got at least that we know
of. Let's just hope there aren't 2.5 million of these people in California.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, why would a bunch of California racists go after, like, the world's whitest politician? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But the people behind it, I know them. These are grassroots people. 30% of the signatures that we know of have come from Democrats and declined to states. That doesn't even count independents. So this is not just a Republican-dominated effort to recall somebody. This is somebody who has serious failures pre-pandemic and during pandemic. And I don't know. I think people joined onto the movement when they saw him eating dinner at the French Laundry. That was a fatal mistake.
Yeah, for him. Right. That's where it started. Yep. Tiger Woods, next name in the news, finally out of the hospital, recovering at home, telling his fans he's getting stronger every day. He said, I'm happy to report I'm back home, continuing my recovery. I'm so grateful for the outpouring of support and encouragement that I've received. Thank you to the incredible surgeons, doctors, nurses at UCLA Medical Center and at Cedars, taking great care of me. He said, I'll be recovering at home, working on getting stronger. That doesn't mean what his right leg was pretty well mangled, right? What does that do for his future as a golfer?
I don't know if he's got one. He was already recovering from a pretty severe back surgery when this happened. Mm-hmm. So that's what people were speculating. Is he going to be able to play again? He had to have a rod inserted into his leg. It's going to be a tough road for recovery. And now people are saying that the L.A. Sheriff's Department were too favorable to him.
Well, what caused the accident? Did anybody come up with that yet?
People say he just lost control, but now they're saying that there was no braking. There were no skid marks on the road. Usually, if you lose control of your vehicle, you hit on the brakes. They say that he may have been asleep, which would then call into question whether there was anything in his system, because people reported seeing him leaving his hotel in an agitated state. Who goes from being agitated to another few seconds later being asleep? That's not very consistent, I don't think. So the LA Sheriff's Department is trying to defend itself, saying, well, there was no evidence that he could have been under the influence of anything.
All right. The fellow who's the first black guy on The Bachelor, what's the story with him? Matt James. He apparently was very dramatic. The first, this is the headline, the first black male lead choosing Rachel Kirk-Connell as the woman he'd run off into the sunset with. These people are too young. She's 24. What do you do at 24 with somebody?
Well, this was the whole thing with the Chris Harrison situation. Rachel Kirk-Connell was who Chris Harrison was defending. And, I mean, everything was recorded. And then they just had their After the Rose special this past Monday. Yeah. And what was it, last week was the finale when it was shown that he had chosen Rachel Kirk-Connell. And then he broke up with her during the episode Monday night, saying he just couldn't get past the racial controversy.
What, his, the rage guard aimed hers. At him or
her? Huh? Hers. She, from what was it, 2018? A few years ago, photos popped up where she went to an antebellum party, and there were just some other questionable things from the past. And that was what Chris
regarding
Harrison,
black. Yeah, okay, I got it.
Yeah, that's what Chris Harrison was kind of defending her about, and that's why he's currently on a hiatus from the show. But she ended up being the one that won. She got the final rose or whatever, though he didn't propose at the end of the season. Then he did end up breaking up with
her. I just don't understand. I mean, she seemed really, like, in love with him. Now, she could be a big phony, and she was just doing this for fame, and she's a hateful idiot who doesn't like black people. But I don't buy that. I think I watched some of it. I didn't see all of it. But it seemed like she was really, that she cared about him and that she loved him. And, yeah, she may have had stupid photos in her past, but I think a lot of women have some dumb photos that they might want to take back in their past.
You?
Women, I think, yeah. I think a lot of people probably
the
have
of
some
you?
Questionable things.
I got plenty of stuff I'd like to
I've
take back.
I've got some from yesterday I'd like to take back.
Yeah. Make sure those are dead and buried. Thanks very much. Next name in the news is Demi Lovato opening up about the night that almost killed her, the frightening moment when she woke up in the hospital and was declared legally blind. Isn't there a new movie following up on Legally Blonde, called Legally Blind now?
No, there is a third Legally Blonde movie in the works. Has nothing to do with Demi Lovato. But that is in the works.
Yeah,
she
what
has
do you
her
think?
Own special, though. She's got this four-part
series
that's coming out. And she, you know, she was sober and then fell off the wagon. She had wine. She started drugs. Ended up, I think, you know, kind of going on and off the road, and when she would be on the road, she'd be drinking, and then she'd come home and she'd use a lot of drugs. She would try things like meth and heroin. And the night that she overdosed, she was smoking crack and heroin. And her friends had left the house. She called her drug dealer at 5:30 in the morning. He came over. She says that he had sex with her, and it was, she doesn't know if it was consensual or not, but clearly she was in no state of mind to make that decision. And then he left her for dead when she overdosed because the heroin she had was laced with fentanyl. She thought she couldn't overdose because she was smoking it, but it was laced with fentanyl. And so she turned blue. Her assistant found her. He was taking her to the doctor the next day and came into the house and found her body. And they were able to give her Narcan and revived her. But when she woke up in the hospital, she couldn't recognize her own sister standing at the foot of her bed because she had had three strokes. I think she had a heart attack, and she lost her sight for a little while.
Good
it took
God.
Her 2 months before she was even able to read a book again. Her documentary premiered recently on at South by Southwest Festival, so a lot of people have already gotten the glimpse of Dancing with the Devil.
All right, next name in the news is Graham Ivan Clark, the teen mastermind behind the great Twitter hack, going to jail for 3 years. And most of us who have any common sense are scratching our head wondering, what are they sending this kid to school jail for? Aren't they? Somebody needs
to
get
work
a job.
For the government.
Mike, what in the world? How did this kid learn all of this? Is he self-taught? Do you know? Does anybody know what his story is in terms of how he came to be so good at this?
He's 17 years old, right?
Yeah, he's 17. Exactly. So one wonders. I find it fascinating that people, I mean, maybe it's because I compare them to me, and I don't know anything about anything. As you said, Jay would be happy to tell you, she's been working all week on a couple of problems with my email. And it's just, I don't want to know, frankly. People say, don't you want to know how it works? No, I don't want to know. I know I have to live in the world of all of this, but why do I have to be an expert in it? You know, people make fun of me because I don't know, and I'm sort of pleased not to know. Frank, it's good. There's a lot of facility and service that comes out of knowing how to use all of this stuff. But at some point, it gets in my mind, it gets in the way of me being able to do the rest of my, to live the rest of my life. I say, you know, people send me an email. A guy that I'm doing business with on the farm just sent me an email. You don't respond to my email from yesterday. Yeah, that's true. I didn't. Because I'm not tethered to my devices. I don't want to have to respond to people the second they send me an email. I mean, you all probably experience that, and that's part of being, you know, hooked on having an iPhone with you every minute. I just sent you a tweet. Did you get it? No.
I can't keep up on my text messages. I just can't keep up. I try really hard, but it doesn't mm-hmm. work.
And what do you lose? What are you losing? But what are you losing by not being able to keep up with it, Jennifer? Anything? Have you lose $1,000 contract or $1 million contract?
No, I think it hurts people's feelings when they don't get immediate response from you. And I'm not trying to do that ever, but it's tough. Yeah.
I think it's, get a life. Also, in a recent Your Hidden Power conversation about numerology, if you are fascinated with what makes the world work, psychology, numerology, astrology, all the L-O-G-Y items that are around to help you out, there's that conversation. And we always have our conversation with the psychic medium, Mary O'Malley. It's all part of another part of our world, of our lives. So check it out. Podcast is at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fine mess you've gotten us into, Warren. Let's see if we can get out of it. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here to talk about your dog, your cat, your pet, ways to save your dog from being stolen or kidnapped. These stories after the Gaga thing seem to be abounding. You were just telling us as we got started here about something in San Francisco that's pretty horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. Here's the headline. A San Francisco man is facing felony animal cruelty charges after police say he pepper sprayed a dog being walked by two people on Haight Street, which is a pretty busy area, and then stabbed the dog to death. Just happened. And it goes on all over the place. You know, walking your dog used to be a fun, safe thing to do.
Yeah.
It's really scary. And so... First of all, the big mistake people make is everyone likes to take selfies. Everyone likes selfies of themselves and their dog, including myself. But remember mm-hmm. this. When you tag yourself, people know where you and your dog are. So right. It's not a good idea to post where you and your dog are walking. That's number one. If possible, make sure you always walk with a friend or a family member. That's important. And you know those long leashes that people have that they extend, you know, 15, 20 feet?
Yeah, right.
I'm not a big fan of them. People love them. But just recently, there was a dog not too far from where I live. They were walking the dog. They were on their phone, and someone came along, cut the end of the leash, and stole the dog. It was 15, 20 feet away from the owner at that point. Get to know other dog walkers. Know where you're going to be walking the dog.
Brazen.
If something looks bad, it is bad. Now, here's something that I do. When I take my guys for a walk, there's something in my pocket at all times. Number one, it's pepper spray. And number two, I always carry a small air horn with me. I had these air horns specially made up. They're at the website. I think they're $9. But it's a small air horn. This way, whether a person or another dog or a coyote or whatever is coming at you, it's loud enough to scare that person or that dog or whatever animal is away, but it also keeps you and your dog safe. So that's really, really important. I always carry a little air horn, a little pepper spray with me. And it's not so much the stray dogs that people are fearful nowadays, which was the big thing years ago. It's that there are crazy people walking around stealing dogs. And you hit the nail on the head. You said the French Bulldog. Number one dog now. I mean, after Lady Gaga, but it had been the number one dog where I live. You know, it's kind of like the chic dog to have. So everyone wants a Frenchie, a French Bulldog. And they're great dogs. They're lovely dogs and fine and dandy. But, you know, they're being stolen left and right. And God knows what's happening after they do get stolen.
The top 10 breeds, according to the American Kennel Club, Labrador Retriever, this is after the French Bulldog, German Shepherds, Goldens, Bulldogs, Poodles, Beagles, Rottweilers, and German Short-Haired Pointers. I don't know that I know. And dachshunds. What's a German short-haired pointer?
Oh, great breed of dog. There's German short-haired pointer. There's German wire-haired pointer. They're kind of freckled dogs. I worked with them in Europe quite a lot. Just really, really smart. A real important dog in terms of people, not me, but other people that may be into hunting. A real important dog for hunting people. Just incredible dogs.
Mm-hmm. Last year, 98,300 labs joined the American Kennel Club's registry, 66,500 French Bulldogs. So what is that? That sort of begs the question, Warren, as to whether you're buying, you know, we're all about rescuing. I got my second Bulldog, the first Bulldog, Charlotte, I bought from a family in Burbank that had just, they had raised one litter, and so she came out of that, but with Daisy, she came out of a puppy mill down in Alabama someplace. She was, you know, like 3 years old when I got, 2.5 years old when I got her. But I wonder, you know, when you look at some of these numbers, they have to be breeding them to be sold.
Of course they're bad. And the breeding, the bad breeding of breeds that become popular is amazing. Years ago, you know, there were certain breeds that were being overbred and had hip dysplasia and heart problems. And so many of the French Bulldogs that I see walking here in Southern California, and I'm not talking about the ones where people are spending $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 on, but maybe someone bought a dog out of the paper for $1,500. You can kind of see that a lot of these dogs are kind of inbred dogs, and it breaks my heart to see these dogs suffer because people want to make money. So, again, I think the most important thing is that 25% of all dogs at shelters are purebred dogs. If you want a purebred dog, go to the shelter and get one. Mm-hmm. If you want to purchase a dog, that's your option. But, again, remember that so many dogs, not only from people walking their dogs, down, my backyard in Santa Monica has an 8-foot fence around the entire yard. Every gate on that property is locked. And when my dogs go out, I am out there with them. That's just me. I'm a little psychotic about it. But people really need to be conscientious about the amount of dog theft that is going on around the country right now.
Well, it's something that is, you know, people will go this hardship, and the people will steal stuff to sell it because they need the money. That may be one of the reasons that these things have been charged up more than has been the case before COVID anyway. Something else you can blame on the damn thing. All right, Warren. Thank you, Warren. Next time from The Pet Show, check it out online, thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.